mentioned that there are two days in Tosfos on Sadikas and Beis as to whether a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tov during the time of Tosefos. But the Gemara in Brachos points out that according to everyone, one can recite Kiddush before Shabbos. So clearly, if you hold Tosefos extends the Kedushas Hayom to the previous time, but it's understandable why a person can recite Kiddush. You can fulfill all the mitzvos of Shabbos or Yom Tov during the time of Tosefos. If you don't hold that it extends the Kedushas Hayom, so then you have to work a bit harder. If you hold like the Rambam, even more extreme, that there's no concept of Tosefos, certainly on a level of Daraisa, maybe even on the level of the Rabbanim as well, then you have to work even harder. We did that yesterday. We tried to figure out how, according to the Rambam, you can recite Kiddush before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, if there's no concept of Tosefos. But there's one exception to the rule. Even though the Gemara in Bracha seems to say that you can recite Kiddush before the day, before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, there's one exception to the rule. There's one Yom Tov that you cannot recite Kiddush before the Zman, before Tzetzak Ol Chavim, and that is when? The first night of Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch, in the handout, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph, Yiyah Shulchan Aruch, Mibaod Yom, Kedei Lechol Miyad Kishetech Shach. Even if you're learning in the Beis Medrash, you should get back home. It's a mitzvah to start early so that we can keep the kids awake. But you shouldn't be mekadesh until chashech, until tzeisak ochavim. Shulchan Aruch. Where did he get this from? It's against the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos always assume that kiddush can be recited before the zman, before the particular day has begun. Why is the Leil HaSeder different? The Shulchan Aruch seems to assume the Leil HaSeder is different. Why should it be different? Shulchan Aruch is not going to go against the Gemara in Brachos. It must be that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't think that this is a contradiction to the Gemara in Brachos. The question is why. So the Achronim, the Poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, have two different approaches. The Taz suggests that there's a special halacha on the Seder night because of the matzah. What does the Taz say? Ad shetechsha, the matzah dumi de pesach, the chsiv matzah sumrorim yochluhu, matzah is dumi de pesach, or as we would say, it's iskish le pesach, u pesach eno nechol ela balayla, pesach can only be eaten at night, so the matzah is iskish le karm pesach, therefore the matzah can only be eaten at night as well. So far so good, Tosus said all that. Ed the taz, the hakiddush tzor shiye b'shoa ru'uya le matzah. Kiddush has to be recited in a zman that's roy le matzah. If you can't eat the matzah until Laila, the achlus abasa balayla zeh, and matzah is iskish l'karm pesach, so matzah also has to be balayla. Says the Taz, the kiddush has to be balayla as well. So if I were to ask you, formulate this din, why does kiddush have to be balayla on the night of the Seder? What's it a halacha in? It's halacha in what? Okay, but it's a halacha. Yes. Okay, let me back up a second. Taz says that the reason why it has to be recited dafka balayla is because it has to be bizman haroi lematza, since matzah has to be balayla, so therefore the kiddush has to be balayla. What kind of a concept is that? Why is kiddush connected to matzah? Why is kiddush connected to matzah? Matzah is matzah, kiddush is kiddush. Never the twain shall meet. They're part of the same suda. As ma, Yoni.
Maybe you can say the kiddush
the matzah. Better, say the magic words. Kiddush b'makom suda. The Prima Gadim says, Pshat in the Taz is, we know the rules of Kiddush. This is a halacha in Kiddush. It's a halacha in Kiddush not only on the night of the Seder, it's a halacha in Kiddush all nights. Kiddush has to be b'makom suda. And the Taz is interpreting that ain Kiddush ela b'makom suda not only means b'makom suda, but also b'zman suda. B'zman suda. It has to be in conjunction with the suda. Moreover, more than that, it has to be bizman haroi l'suda. Not only does it have to be bizman hasuda b'makom suda, it's got to be bizman haroi l'suda. So if this is not a zman haroi l'matzah, so the Taz says it's not a zman for Kiddush either. Kiddush has to be bizman haroi l'suda, so therefore if it's not roi l'matzah, then it's not a time that's fit for Kiddush. Sam?
What about 2 minutes before Seis? Shulchan Aruch would say you can't do that, but according to the Taz Shita, you'll have matzah at Seis.
It's not a zman haroi l'matzah. So it's not the
zman.
The kiddush of the Taz is it's not enough that the kiddush is samach l'suda. It's got to be bizman haroi l'suda. And if the zman of the kiddush is not roi l'suda, then the kiddush is pogum. There's something missing in that. That's the kiddush of the Taz. That's the Kiddush of the Taz. The Kiddush, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, doesn't only mean B'Makom Suda, obviously in the same place. You can't make Kiddush in one place and then walk a couple of blocks away for the Suda. It also has to be B'Zman Suda. I can't make Kiddush now and eat an hour later in the same place. That's not B'Zman Suda. But the Taz is saying even more than that. I'm going to eat right here. And I'm going to eat in just a little while. But if I make Kiddush B'Zman She'en Aroy L'Suda, that's also felt. That's also lacking in Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That's the Prima Godim's understanding of this Taz. It sounds like a big Kiddush in the Taz. Is it really such a big Kiddush? Okay, before we get there, Joey.
You say
Ke'en D'Araisa Tikkun? Ke'en D'Araisa Tikkun, Vos Meintas, in this context. Well, what does that mean?
Matzah, if you're D'Araisa, you're not
going to be D'Araisa, so the Kiddush, which is... That's what the Taz means? Ke'en D'Araisa Tikkun? He should have said that. He knows that phrase. He doesn't say that.
It's included in Matzah.
Zman Haroi L'Matzah. Zman Haroi L'Matzah. The Prima Godim says the Taz is telling us a Kiddush halacha. Yoni.
I'm referring by Shabbos, we say Kiddush and Makom Suda, but you're allowed to make Kiddush before Shabbos actually starts.
Good, we're going to get to it. No, that's a good point. Yoni is there. Well, you know what, let's hold your point, because I don't want to steal our thunder until later. Okay, we're going to get back to that. That's a shame. So that's the Kiddush of the Taz, that it has to be Bizman Haroi L'Suda in order to be a Kiddush. Yes.
Isn't there another pasuk which just specifically talks about matzahs? Bear of tohu matzahs.
But that pasuk doesn't compare matzah to Pesach. He wants to compare matzah to Pesach, just like v'achu asabasa b'layla azeh by Pesach. So to matzah requires layla. If not, we have no mokar for the. But erev doesn't have to mean b'layla. But erev could be close to layla, but not necessarily b'layla. Just like the concept of tosefes. May Erev ad Erev. May Erev. Erev doesn't always mean Lila. It could be a little bit beforehand. Lila means Davka nightfall.
You mean Erev, I would be able to eat matzahs before nightfall?
I might think during a time of Tosefes. But Balila is stronger. I guess so. I guess that's the idea. Is this statement of the Taz such a Kiddush? That if it's not Azman Haroi L'Suda, you can't have Kiddush, that's part of Kiddush Makom Suda. Is that really such a Kiddush? We find precedent for that. We find precedent in the Shulchan Aruch. I think we mentioned this in one of the Sunday Shiurim in last semester. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, he doesn't quote the minig, he says the din. The Tur quotes the minig of his father, the Rosh. The Rosh had a minig that on Shabbos morning, he would drink a little bit of water before davening. He would drink a little bit of water and he wouldn't make Kiddush. So that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Tes and Sefalif writes. Umiyu lishtos mayim baboker kodem tefila mutter mipnei she'adayin lo chala lov chavas kiddush. What's the question that the Shulchan Aruch is addressing? The Shulchan Aruch is coming to Bavar and Akasha. He's trying to obviate a question. The Shulchan Aruch was troubled that, albeit in terms of eating before davening, one is allowed to be toim. Achila is also before davening. Lo sochlu al adam tells me that one is not allowed to eat. Lo sochlu. Before you mispalel al dimchem, before you daven, it's also to eat. Achila is also, but to eat is mutter. It's mutter to taste a little bit. You could have a cup of coffee, a tea. According to the strict halach, you really shouldn't put sugar in it, but it's not as that we even put sugar because we really can't drink it without sugar. It just makes it palatable. You can drink a little bit, have a tea, you can't do achila, but you can have tea. Oh yeah, but the problem is, that's vis-a-vis the isra of achila before davening. But there's a different isra here. There's an isra of tea before kiddush too. Is there an Isser of Ta'imah before Kiddush? Is there an Isser to taste anything before Kiddush? Tell me. Is there an Isser to taste anything before Kiddush? Yes. Yes. Yes, you sure?
Just not after Shach, once there's a Chiddush.
Okay. Kiddush. Which Kiddush are you talking about? Kiddush Balayla, Bayom?
Kiddush Bayom.
Kiddush Bayom. Is an Isser to taste anything before Kiddush Bayom? Does everyone agree to that?
When there's a
Machlokas, whom and whom are fall? Rambam Raivid. So the Raivid happens to say, what? Ravid says it's mutter to be toying before Kiddush Bayom. It's Kiddush Darabonon, it's not a Kiddush Daraisa, so Chazal weren't gozer, that Issa Te'ima. But the Rambam argues, and we paskin like the Rambam, there is an Issa Te'ima. You're right, Sam. We paskin l'maisa that there's an Issa Te'ima before Kiddush, Bein Balayla, Bein Bayom. But you have to remember, there is that Ravid, right? Mm-hmm. That's the Ravid that the Rav put together in the Sfek Sveika, that he required you to make another Kiddush when you come home after the Kiddush in Shul, because the only reason why you can eat Mazonis in Shul might not be Kiddush and Makom Suda, but you can eat the Mazonis and Shul, because maybe it's mutter to eat anyway before Kiddush. The Svek Sveka with the Ravid, remember? Okay. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Ram, that there is an Issa Te'ima even before Kiddush Bayom. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is troubled with. The Shulchan Aruch is trying to figure out, even if it's mutter to be toeing, to taste something before davening in the morning on Shabbos, but how can you taste before Kiddush? You should have to make Kiddush too. Make Kiddush too. It doesn't sound like the Rosh make Kiddush. It's mutter lishtos baboker without Kiddush. How can you drink before Kiddush? How can you be toeing anything before Kiddush? The answer is the Chovas Kiddush hasn't been chal. Why has the Chovas Kiddush not been chal yet? Why not?
You haven't davened.
So what did you haven't davened?
Not Zman Roy.
Why is it not Zman Roy?
You can't
have a Suda. You can only be Toim, but you can't have Mizonos. Look, Kiddush B'makom Suda might mean Kiddush B'makom Suda Pas. But minimally, it at least means Mizonos, right? Or, okay, there are some Shitas that hold Revias of Yayin. Okay. But Pashup Shad is, if you can't have the Mizonos, that's not Kiddush B'makom Suda. So if it's not a Zman that's Roy for Kiddush B'makom Suda because you can't have a Mizonos, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush. You can't have a mitzvah of Kiddush if you can't fulfill the mitzvah properly. So if you hold that ain't Kiddush el b'makom suda, and suda means minimally a suda of mizonos, presumably lechatchila means a suda of pas, and since you can't have mizonos before tefillah shachris, then you can't have Kiddush then, and if you can't have Kiddush then it doesn't make any sense that you should have a mitzvah of Kiddush. If you can't fulfill the mitzvah, there can't be a chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, then you can have a te'ima without Kiddush. You can't have an achila because you're not allowed to eat before davening. But you can have a te'ima before davening. The only problem is you can't have te'ima, a little bit of a tasting before Kiddush. But if it's not a zman for Kiddush, then you can have the tasting before Kiddush. There is no chal. That's exactly why the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha right there, in the Ramas Chovas, points out that there's one exception to the rule. What's that? A chola. Someone who's allowed to have mizonos before davening, so he can have the mizonos, he can have his cake and eat it, mamish. But he's got to make Kiddush beforehand. Because for him, it's a zman haroi lesuda. He can have the suda, he can have the mizonos. If he can have the mizonos, then the chiyuv of Kiddush is going to be chal. The only reason we don't have a chiyuv of Kiddush before davening is because we can't have the suda. But for someone who is allowed to have the suda, because of his extenuating circumstances, because of his situation, he's allowed to have the suda, then he's got to make Kiddush. Because there is an issa tima before Kiddush. Zman haroi lesuda obligates him to say Kiddush. Yes. Well, the question is, they're not going to daven tefillah Shabbos? They should daven tefillah Shabbos. You're saying they have to have mizonos? There are certain women who, because of certain medical reasons, they have to have mizonos in the morning. So if they have to have mizonos in the morning before they daven, then they should make Kiddush. But if they can daven beforehand, it's better to daven shachris first. How long does shachris take? You know, if you go to shul with the fancy chazan, right? If you have the fancy chazan, then it might take a little bit longer. But I don't think the women are davening with the fancy chazan there. So they should finish shachris. It takes, what, 15, 20 minutes, 25 minutes? It shouldn't be so difficult. Yes, David?
Are they chayav to daven bechlal?
Absolutely, but that's for Masechta Brachos. We discussed that a different year. The women are absolutely mechuyavos to daven. They don't quite have the same chiyav as men, but
if they're kids, they have their putter.
They should get their kids to daven too? No, they're absolutely chayav in davening. They can have a shorter kind of davening, but the basic rachamim of tefillah, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf, says that tefillah is rachamim, so nashim achayavos b'tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch really is echoing the same sentiment as the Taz. The Taz had said that Kiddush has to be b'zman haroi l'suda, and the Shulchan Aruch is saying gezel b'zach. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a heter te'ima on Shabbos in the morning before davening, even though there's an issur te'ima before Kiddush, because there is no chiv of Kiddush then. It can't be b'makom suda, so therefore there's no chiv. So at first glance, the Taz doesn't really seem to be mechadish so much over here. But if you think about it a little bit more, the Taz really is saying something quite extraordinary. That is, the yesod of the Taz is what? Look, the way that the Prima Gadim understood the Taz is it's based on the din of Ein Kiddush El B'makom Suda. It's a Kiddush Halacha. But before Tzeis HaKochavim on a Seder night, one can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. One can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Can one fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov during the time before Tzeis HaKochavim? Think about it. Can one fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov then, according to the Taz, let's say? The Taz who holds Tosefes Yom Tov is an extension of the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov. Can you fulfill Sudas Yom Tov?
There's an Isra
Chila. What's the Isra Chila?
On Erev Pesach.
Can't eat Erev Pesach before what?
From Shkia to Seder.
Because why? Because you have to eat the matzah, the teyav, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But let's say you accepted Tosefes Yamtif on you. Now there's a mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif on me. So can I fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif? Is that included within the Isser of Samach Lemincha? Be that as it may, whether it's usa to do it, whether there's an exera derabbanan that you shouldn't do it anyway. But if I ate the suda at that time, let's say I ate matzah at that time, I might not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, but would I fulfill the mitzvah of sudas yamtif? So according to the Taz, yes, Harkley?
Well, it's not like according to the Taz, you're not yosef, because it's still pinta karm pesach, which needs to be relied on.
Matzah is pinta karm pesach. Is the mitzvah of sudas yamtif pinta karm pesach? Think about it carefully. The mitzvah of sudas yamtif? Is matzah the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif? Matzah is matzah. Okay. But I'm asking a different question. I'm saying, would you fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif if you eat matzah during the time of Tosefes? You're supposed to wait, right? You can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah at that time because it's Iskar Shel Karban Pesach. But would you fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif? According to the Taz Lechora, yes. Why not? The Kedusha Sayyam has been extended to the time of Tosefes. I could fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif. So think about it for a moment. What's the Taz saying? The Prima Gadim explained the Taz as saying that the reason why you have to make Kiddush Balayla is because in Kiddush of Makam Suda, the Kiddush has to be Bezman Haroy L'Suda. Is Tosefes not Bezman Haroy L'Suda? Even on the Seder night, it's Roy L'Suda. So what's the Taz saying here? So what that Matzah has to be Balayla? So what that Matzah is compared to Karban Pesach? That shouldn't matter. Matzah L'Chud and Sudas Yamtif L'Chud. We happen to fulfill both of them together. Matzah allows us to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif as well. But you don't need the matzah's mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif. Matzah that's not matzah's mitzvah can fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif. So why is this man of Tosefes according to the Taz? It's man she'en a roi l'suda. It's roi l'sudas yamtif, even though it's not roi l'matzah. What do you think about that question? Tavi.
If you have the matzah during Tosefes,
yes,
and fulfill Sudas Mitzvah, then the matzah for the mitzvah of matzah won't be a new
that's,
taste.
That's a din derabbanan. I'm not focusing on that. But have I fulfilled the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif? Yes. And if it's a mitzvah deraisa, I certainly have fulfilled it. I know you want to say that if midrabbanan, I'm not supposed to do it, so chachamim were okay the mitzvah, that's quite a jump. There are some rishon who say that in certain contexts, but not necessarily here. Moshe.
Even though the answer that we saw, I don't want to jump the gun, but
no, the Trumas Hadeshin is totally different. That's the Magen Avraham, that's not the Taz. Trumas Hadeshin has nothing to do with the Taz. No Trumat
Hadeshin! According to the Taz,
is Kiddush detached from Arba Kosos? Is Kiddush detached from Arba Kosos? The first of the Arba Kosos happens to be Kiddush, but the Taz is not talking about that. The Taz is talking about Kiddush qua Kiddush, and he's connecting to Matzah. But I think that the connection is not so glatt, because the real connection is Kiddush to Sudas Yamtif, not to Matzah. And even if you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah until Laila, until Tzeisak HaChavim, why can't you fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif? So if you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif, it is a Zman HaRoy L'Suda, you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. What's the answer? I want an answer. Arya.
We said that maybe the Zman brothers too, the reason why that's the time that it has to be is because that's when the Chiyuv Kiddush is Chal. But here maybe the Chiyuv Kiddush is only Chal once the Zman Roy L'Matzah. Maybe
why?
On Pesach, the Zman Roy L'Suda is not what's going to make the Chiyuv Kiddush Chal.
Say better. More. I want more. Elliot.
Maybe Seder night is an exception.
Why?
That you're not Yotze your Chiyuv of Suda without Matzah.
Exactly. Maybe the Seder night is different because there's the mitzvah of matzah. Maybe matzah redefines the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif on this particular night. Maybe we shouldn't look at it as two different chiyuvim. There aren't Tzvei Dinim, the anti-brisk approach. There aren't Tzvei Dinim over here. Maybe on the Seder night, the matzah redefines everything. Matzah, since I'm supposed to be eating matzah is the essence of the Suda on the Seder. So matzah redefines the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif so that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtif without matzah. So if it's a Zman Shein HaRoy L'Matzah, it's a Zman Shein HaRoy L'Sudas Yamtif, and that's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. Rabbi Shechter pointed out that L'Chora, the Rambam, is saying something similar. The Rambam, in a totally different context, the Rambam in describing exactly what to do with the Matzah on the Seder night, the Rambam has a remarkable Kiddush, several Chiddushim. This is in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Vav. ולוקח שני רקיקין וחולק אחד מהן ומניח פרס לסוח השולם וברך המוצא לחם מן הארץ. The Rambam says you take the two rekikin, the two matzahs, cholik echad mehem, you split one of them. What does that sound like? Which part of the Seder? Yachatz. Meniach parsel tach ha-sholem, mevarech ha-motzi, etc. You put the parsel tach ha-sholem and you make a bracha. U'mipnei ma eino mevarech al shtei kikar kishar yavim tovim, mishum shenem alechem oni, madarka shaloni befusaf kan befusaf. Says the Rambam, why don't you make a bracha on two kikaros, just like another Yom Tovim, because it says Lechem Oni, our favorite Rasha, coming back to haunt us. It's coming back to please us, to give us pleasure. Madarko Shaloni Befusav Kan Befusav. That's one of the drushas the Gemara has on the words Lechem Oni, on Dav Kuftas Vav Amud Beis. Many drushas. We've already found Lechem Oni excludes Matzah Shira, Issa Shini Losha, B'yayin Shemen Udvash. Now we have our second drush of Lechem Oni, Madaka Shaloni Befusav, Kam Befusav. That's the makor for the concept of Yachatz in the Seder. The Rambam has two chidushim here, two differences between his Seder and our Seder. What are the two differences? Right, we have a total of three matzahs, two matzahs plus the broken one. That's one difference, but there's another difference that the Rambam presents. Ilan? Well, that's what Sam said, right? Lechem Mishnah means two shleimos. So we have two shlemos in addition to the prusa. The Rambam has, no, one shalem and one prusa. But if you listen carefully to what the Rambam said, there's another difference as well. Aryeh?
Right,
his yachatz is not before Maggid, it seems to be after Maggid. Interesting. I'm not going to discuss that, but that's an interesting difference that the Rambam also had. But let's focus on the other distinction. The Rambam says that there's no din of Lechem Mishnah. Maybe I shouldn't say that. The Rambam says that on the night of the Seder you have one Sholem and one Prusa. What does that mean? But that's not Lechem Mishnah. We hold for Lechem Mishnah you need two Shleimos. So he tells you it's Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni, Madaka Shaloni Befusa, Afkan Befusa. So Zayim mit Mazel und Glick. Madaka Shaloni Befusa, Afkan Befusa. But you can be Yotze both things. Let's be Yotze Lechem Oni, let's be Yotze Lechem Mishnah. We'll have our two Shleimos. We'll have our Prusa. We'll have our Matzah and eat it too. What troubled the Rambam? Why do I need one and a half matzahs? Have two matzahs in addition to the prusa. Dr. Beshechter, apparently the Rambam understood that on the Leil HaSeder, the matzah redefines all of the halachas of Sudas Yom Tov. There's a basic halacha of Sudas Yom Tov that you need Lechem Mishnah as part of the Suda. That's redefined by matzah too. That halacha is redefined by the concept of Lechem Oni, which tells us that you need a prusa. The Lechem Mishnah has to be fulfilled with the prusa. It's not that you need Lechem Mishnah in addition to the prusa. It has to be fulfilled through the prusa, because if not, then you're not fulfilling Lechem Mishnah with the matzah. The din matzah is the Lechem Oni matzah. So you bedafka need Lechem Mishnah that's not sholem on the Seder night. Not that you have to be mekayim two halachas tzvei dinim. This is an anti-brisk Rambam. One halacha. It's the fusion pshat. One halacha. One halacha. One yeshiva. One matzah. One halacha. Unity. One halacha. The mitzvahs of Sudas Yom Tov have to be fulfilled through the matzah. So if the mitzvah of matzah defines that it has to be Lechem Oni, so then Sudas Yom Tov also has to be fulfilled through Lechem Oni. That's why Lechem Mishnah Davka should not be Shalom according to the Rambam. It's supposed to be fulfilled through the prusa. And that could explain as well why the Taz understood that Zman She'ena Roy L'matzah is Zman She'ena Roy L'sudas Yom Tov. Because the Sudas Yom Tov is defined by the matzah. By the mitzvahs matzah, not by just the chefts of matzah, eating matzah. The mitzvah of matzah. You fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov through the mitzvah of matzah. So if it's a Zman that's not Roy for the mitzvah of matzah, it's not a Zman that's Roy for Sudas Yom Tov either. And that's exactly what the Taz had in mind when he said that you can't make Kiddush until Tzeisa Kol Chavim, because it's not a Zman that's Roy L'matzah, so Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda defines that it's not a Zman that's Roy for Kiddush either. Okay, these are the two halachas that seem to be going together. That the Taz, he's not beholden to the Rambam, he doesn't have to have the Rambam's pshat in terms of Lechem Mishnah, but the basic yesod, that Sudas Yom Tov on the night of the Seder is defined by the matzah, the Taz seems to agree to that basic concept. Yeah, Moshe. That's what you would think, but
Otherwise, how can you get there?
Maybe the Taz links matzah to Sudas Yamtif. But Lechem Mishnah is not a din in Sudas Yamtif. It's a din in the lechem that you're eating. It's a din in the lechem. It's the beginning of the Suda, but that's not the din Suda. Lechem Mishnah is a way of making Hamotzi at the Suda. We're interpreting in a much broader way that Lechem Mishnah is also part of the mitzvah of the Suda. It's all B'chadamach. It's the unity approach. It's all together. But maybe you could distinguish between the different halachas. Maybe the Taz Taka distinguishes.
But then how does he connect up with the connection that he makes between the Suda and the Matzah? I mean, where does he have to...
You fulfill the Suda with Matzah. Lechem Mishnah is an extra halacha. It's learned out of Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. In fact, there is some discussion in the Rishonim whether the halachas of the man apply to Yom Tov. Or not to Yom Tov. Is there a din of Shalashudas on Yom Tov? Is there a din of Lechem Mishnah? I think we spoke about that in a different context. So you see, just because it's a halacha that relates to eating, that doesn't necessarily mean that all halachas of Suda Shabbos apply to Yom Tov. Sudas Yom Tov does apply to Yom Tov, right? That is an extension from Shabbos. Oneg Yom Tov, there's a concept of Oneg Yom Tov, maybe. There is a mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov, but doesn't mean that all the halachas of the month apply to Yom Tov. So we don't have to put Lechem Mishnah as part of Sudas Yom Tov. You were blinded by my previous presentation that we presented Lechem Mishnah as being a part of Sudas Yom Tov. Vushtait, it doesn't say that anywhere. I'm saying that's the logic, that's the svar, but you don't necessarily have to say that. Taz might distinguish between the two parts. So that's the basic Taz. Yes, Yoshua.
It's just the way Rav Schechter explains it, that's the Afka, why the Rambam is just saying something different than Lechem Mishnah. He says one shalai, one prusa to teach us that not to redefine the Sudas.
Yes.
It's nothing to do with the prusa, it's not special, it's just the fact that it's not Lechem Mishnah.
No, the prusa is special. That's lechem oni. Matzah is fulfilled. This is going with Rove Poskim, who assume that without the din of lechem oni, you don't fulfill any mitzvah of matzah. Right? The Maral might disagree a little bit, but most mefarshim assume lechem oni is a tnai in the mitzvah of matzah. So the Rambam holds not only the tnai that the isa can't be nilosha v'yayim v'shemen udvash, but even this idea of ma'adarko shaloni b'frusa afkan b'frusa, that also is a tnai in the mitzvah of matzah. That's a tnai in the midst of Sudas Yom Tov. It's all together. Okay? You want to look this up. This is actually in the Sefer in Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Hei Os Yud Aleph. Rabbi Shechter has this idea. So this is the point of the Taz. That Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda tells me that Ein Kiddush Ala Zman Haroy L'Suda. And since the Zman before Tzesek Rochavman, the night of the Seder, is not Roy L'Suda, so therefore is not Roy L'Matza, therefore it's not Roy L'Suda, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush during that time. Who argues with this Yisod of the Taz? We said the Taz holds like this, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Pei Tes must hold like this, but who must argue with the Taz? The Magen Avraham. Well, before we get to the Magen Avraham, who argues with this Yisod of the Taz? The Yisod of the Taz, that Kiddush Makom Suda does not require Bizman HaRoy L'Suda. Sefer Chassidim. Okay, who else? Right, we're going to get to him. Who? The Marshal, that's the same as the Sefer Chassidim. Who else? The Rambam. The Taz might be going like that Rambam, as we said, by Lechem Mishnah, but there's a different Rambam. The Rambam is not going like the Taz. You don't have to put the two together in both directions. Which Rambam is not going like the Taz? The Rambam who says there's no Tosefer Shabbos at all. Maybe not Bechlal, but certainly on a level of Daraisa, there's no Tosefer Shabbos. And yet, the Rambam is beholden to what? To the Gemara, which says what? Kiddush. The Gemara in Brachas, you can make Kiddush before Shabbos. Rav Tzolich HaShabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Ve'omer Kiddush HaLakos. So the Rambam holds that you can make Kiddush before the Zman of Shabbos, before the Zman of Tosefer Shabbos. There is no Tosefer Shabbos, so clearly it's before the Zman of Shabbos. When can you fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos according to the Rambam? Obviously only after Tzitzak HaKavim. There is no Tosefes. So if the Rambam holds that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos after Tzitzak HaKavim, but yet you can recite Kiddush before the Zman of Tzitzak HaKavim, and we explain from the Rambam that Lechora, the Rambam holds that the Zman of Kiddush is Samuch L'Knisa Shabbos. It doesn't have to be Mamish B'Yom HaShabbos, B'Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos, like the Rosh says, right? It doesn't have to be Mamish on Shabbos, but even if it's before, a little bit. But how does that work out? According to the Taz, that makes no sense. Because even if you assume that, technically speaking, you could have made Kiddush before Shabbos because it's close to the Shabbos, but you're lacking in Kiddush for Makom Suda because it's not a Zman HaRoy L'Suda. So how can the Rambam say that? Obviously, the Rambam argues with this Yisod of the Taz. the Rambam must assume that en kiddush ela b'makom suda doesn't mean bizman haroi l'suda. It might mean b'makom suda, the same place. It might even mean bizman suda, close in proximity to the time that you're about to eat, but it doesn't mean zman haroi l'suda. You can make kiddush right before tzeis ha'kochavim and eat the meal later. Or you can make kiddush before tzeis ha'kochavim, start the meal, like the Sefer Hasidim says, and finish it after Shabbos begins. The real kiyum of Suda Shabbos then will be after tzeis ha'kochavim, not before. The kiddush would say bizman she'en aroy l'suda. So what? It's bizman suda because you're eating the samach to the suda. The Rambam holds that en kiddush ela b'makom suda means b'makom suda and samach l'suda, not necessarily bizman haroy l'suda. Yes.
I don't understand why we even the Havmi have to connect Makom Suda and Zman Roy Lesuda.
To connect Makom Suda to Zman Suda, that's not so strange. Zman right. Suda means it has to be at the time. I can't make Kiddush now, and I'm staying here and I'm learning for the next couple of hours, and then I'm going to have the Suda a couple of hours later.
Why not?
So, because what's the connection between the Kiddush and the Suda?
Right. That's
Kiddush Makom Suda means the Kiddush has to come in conjunction with the Suda. So that means it's got to be in the same place. I can't make a kiddush over here and walk a couple of blocks and have the suda over there. That doesn't make any sense. But I also have to have the suda close in proximity to the kiddush, because if not, that's not b'makom suda. It's not coming in conjunction with the suda. But it's quite a jump to say that not only do I have to have the kiddush b'zman suda, I need the kiddush b'zman haroi l'suda. Meaning it's got to be at a time that I could have the suda, even though I'm about to eat. Let's say I make kiddush a minute before tzeis ha'kochavim. I'm about to eat. That's z'man suda, but it's not z'man that's roi l'suda. So that's the Taz's Chiddush. The Rambam argues with that last point. He says if it's Samach L'Suda, that's enough, even if it's not Zman, that's actually Roy for the Suda. Yes?
According to the Rav that we brought up yesterday, they said that the Kiddush is declaring that you're not doing is because you're decreeing not doing Moch on Javis. What does that do with Suda? Why is there a connection?
So clearly the Rav will say there are multiple elements in Kiddush. It might be declaring that the Malacha is L'Tzarech Mitzvah, but it's also... The Rav had a different vart. In one of the Yortzeit Shir for his father, he said that the idea of Kiddush is also to declare that all the Sudos that I'm eating are going to be Lechvot Shabbos. There is a connection to Suda, and that's how the Rav explained it in Aven Kiddush Elav B'Makom Suda. I mean, what's the connection between Kiddush and Suda? Say Kiddush, well, what do you need a Suda for? There has to be some kind of connection to Suda also. But the Rav suggested, in addition to the connection between Kiddush and Suda, maybe Kiddush is as well to declare that the Shvisa that I'm doing is a Shvisa L'Tzach Mitzvah. It's not just a Shvisa because I'm lazy. There are multiple elements in Kiddush. Many different nuances in the mix. Yes?
Wasn't the Taz's din dafka by Pesach? I thought he was talking about that you need Kiddush because that's
because Bizman haroi l'matzah.
So why?
But the Prima Gadim said that that's a Kiddush halacha that would apply across the board. It would apply to any time that you make Kiddush. And we showed from the Shulchan Aruch that it really does apply even not during a Seder on a regular Shabbos morning.
But right? This is the Prima Gadim's interpretation of
right, but I think that's the Pasha Pshah. Why else would the Taz say that it has to be Bizman Haroi L'Matzah? What does Roi L'Matzah have to do with Kiddush?
Okay, so we're saying, according to the Taz, on a regular Shabbos, I can start saying Kiddush Mevodiyom and then I can eat already before Seis? Because that's the
reason why you could do that, according to the Taz, is because if you declared that time as a Zman of Tosefes Shabbos, so then it really is Shabbos. You've turned Friday night into Shabbos. So that's a different halach. I'm saying, according to those who claim there is no din of Tosefes, so it's not a Zman Haroi L'Suda, then how can I make Kiddush? So obviously the Ramban, who's one of those Rishonim who claims that there is no concept of Tosefes, or he might be the only Rishon who says that, it's not a Zman of Tosefes, but nevertheless you can be Mekai in the midst of Kiddush. He must argue with the Taz. He must say that En Kiddush Elav B'Makom Suda means Bizman Suda, Samach L'Suda, B'Makom Suda, but not necessarily Bizman Haroi L'Suda. Okay, this is the Taz. The Magen Avraham, as many of you have pointed out, argues with the Taz. It's not the Magen Avraham's fault. The Magen Avraham quotes a tough hay, Shumas Hadeshin. Right, the tough hay. What is the Magen Avraham saying? Atche Techshach, why do you have to make Kiddush on Leil Haseh, the Dafka Atche Techshach, after it says Rechavim? The Koshel Kiddush, hu echad me'arba kosos, v'kulon tzuchen liot ba'layla. The kos of Kiddush is one of the dalakosos, and the dalakosos all have to be balayla. Truma sadesh and tafeh. According to the Magen Avraham, what kind of a halach is this? It's a halach in dalakosos, exactly. It's not a halach in Kiddush. It's a halach in dalakosos. Kiddush is one of the Dalakosas. So if the Dalakosas have to be Balayla, then Kiddush has to be Balayla. The Kiddush on the Seder night, no different than any other Yom Tif. It's Kiddush Makom Suda. You're going to have the Suda. Od Ma'at, you'll have the Suda. There's no problem with Kiddush Makom Suda. Ay, it's a Zman Shein a Royal Suda. Eh. You could say one of two things. You could say either we deny that whole principle. It doesn't have to be Bizman HaRoy L'Suda. Or you could say Itaka is Roy L'Suda. It's not Roy L'Matza, but it's Roy L'Sudas Yomtev, as we said. Maybe you could split between Sudas Yomtev as opposed to Matza. So that's not the reason. The reason why you have to make Kiddush only after Tesek HaChovim is not because it's not Bizman HaRoy L'Matza. But rather, it's a din in Dalet Kosa. The Dalet Kosas have to be Balayla, and therefore Kiddush as being one of the Dalet Kosas has to be Balayla as well. Why do Dalet Kosas have to be Balayla? Where does it say? So the Trumas HaDeshen extrapolates from Tosfos. The Rimi Kervil in Tosfos said that the Ochlo Sabasa Balayla Azeh tells me that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten Balayla, and Matz and Mor are Iskashul Korban Pesach, they also have to be Balayla. The Trumas HaDeshen says he thinks the other mitzvos, some other mitzvos, Haggadah, the eating of the vegetables, the karpas, he says, Kadesh Yishlu Tinokos, that the Tinokos are going to ask, the karpas, the Haggadah, the Dalet Kosos, he says he thinks it all has to be Balayla. Why does it all have to be Balayla? He says it's a drush in the pasuk. Bavur Zeh is talking about what? The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about Haggadah. The Haggadah is only Ro'i, says the Trumas HaDeshen, when the Matz and the Mor are there, when they're Ro'i to be there. It's a Zman of Matz and Mor. If it's not a Zman of Matz and Mor, you can't fulfill Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Haggadah can only be recited in a Zman that's Roy from Matz and Mor. So he says the Dalet Kosos as well. Chazal u'Masakin, the Dalet Kosos is part of Haggadah, as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zecher l'Cheiros, you're talking about Cheiros of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Dalet Kosos have to be Balayla as well. A very interesting idea, big Chiddush. Shumas HaDesh is Mechadish a lot here. There's no Pasuk for this. Dalet Kosos is not a Din Daraisa. First glance, right? Doesn't say Dalet Kosos in the Torah. There are different Lashonos. The Dalet Lashonos of Geula is a remez for the Dalet Kosos, but it doesn't say in the Pasuk that you have to drink Dalet Kosos. It's a Takana Drabanan. But the Trumas HaDeshen says, Chazal Mesaka and that Takana Drabanan, just like Haggadah has to be Vishah, Sheish Matzu Morah, Munachim Lefanach, at a time that's Roy for Matzim Morah, Dalet Kosos also have to be the time of Matzim Morah, time that's Roy for Matzim Morah. Until it's Lila, it's not a time that's right from Atzim Mar, so therefore you can't fulfill your mitzvah Dalet Kosos. That's the Trumas HaDeshen's Kiddush. So these are two different opinions. The Taz assumes the reason why you have to make Kiddush on the Leil HaSeder, the exception to the rule against the Gemara and Brachas. Gemara and Brachas talk about Shabbos and regular Yom Tov. There you can make Kiddush, even according to the Rambam, before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. But the Seder is different, either because, like the Taz says, it's not a Zman HaRoy L'Matza, or like the Mogen Avram, like the Trumas HaDeshen, say that Kiddush is one of the Dalet Kosos. It's not a din in Kiddush, it's a din in Dalet Kosos. The Dalet Kosos have to be Balayla. Question, Yisro.
According to the composition in the Magen Avraham, since they're connected to Dalet Kosos, so let's say, they're abundant, so if it's their abundant, the words that I've never counted, then you wouldn't have to make Kiddush. There's no another takana to make a Dalet Kosos.
Even if there wouldn't be a takana to Rabbanon of Dalet Kosos, if you assume that Kiddush on Yom Tov is a Din Daraisi, you'd still have to make Kiddush. Right? Or even if it's a Din Darabanan, you still would have to make Kiddush on the Seder night, because Pesach is no different than Sukkot, than Shavuos, than other Yom Tovim. So you still would have a mitzvah of Kiddush. But this halacha of the Zman Kiddush wouldn't apply. The fact that the Zman Kiddush has to be Balayla, that only is true because Kiddush is one of the Dalet Kosos, and the Trumas HaDeshen holds that the Dalet Kosos have to be Balayla. If not for that halacha, so then the Kiddush could be Bayom, it could be during a time of Tosefes, just like on Sukkot, if you makabel Tosefes Sukkot, then you can make Kiddush at that time. Reb Chaim, in the stencils, in his Chidushim on Shas, makes an interesting comment. He explains the mechilta, the havmin of the mechilta, based on this yisod. What do we say? Right? We say in the Haggadah, yochol mibaod yom, it says by yom ahu, right? Yochol mibaod yom. Vigadat alevincha bayom oler bavrezeh osa Hashem li betzesi mi mitzrayim. So bayom ahu, yochol mibaod yom tamalamar bayom ahu. I bayom ahu. Once it says by Yochol Merosh Chodesh, oh, that's it. Yochol Merosh Chodesh Tamalama by Yamahu. I would think that the Mississippi Yitzhak Yisrael should start Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Interesting. Talmud Lomer by Yamahu. By Yamahu means a specific day, not Rosh Chodesh, but closer to Pesach. I by Yamahu Yochol Mibod Yom. If it would only say by Yamahu, I think Mibod Yom might say even the 14th, before the Seder night. Talmud Lomer by Vorzeh. What I think that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim before the Seder, before Tesva of Nisan, before Pesach. How could that be? What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina of that Mechilta? We say it every year. Did you ever sit down and think about that? What's the Havamina? Zokt Reb Chaim, according to Tosus, it's mamash beautiful. The Havamina is, I think that at a time when you accept Tosefes Yom Tov, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it is Pesach already. It's not Erev Pesach anymore, it's Pesach. Talmud Lomer Bavur Zeh. Haggadah can only be fulfilled b'shosh yesh matzah mor munachim lefanecha. It's linked to the matzah namor. It's linked to the zman of matzah mor. If it's a zman that's not right for matzah mor, the Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim can't be fulfilled either. It's not much beautiful now. The Havamina is you'd think that you could fulfill not Erev Pesach during the time of Tosefes Miba'od Yom Tosefes Kamash Malon. No, it's Davka B'Shoah that you have Matzah Mar Munachem Lefanecha as man that's right for Matzah Mar. Okay. What's the Nafkamina between the Taz and the Magen Avraham? What does it matter whether it's this halacha that Kiddush has to be said on the Leil HaSeder after Tesach HaChavim? It's a din in Kiddush, a din in Dalet Kosa. So what? But you have to do it after Tzedek Ochavim. Okay, so, you know, it's a good shia, but, you know, what's the point? It's nice svaras back and forth. Is there any nafkamina lemaisa between them? Yes. There are at least two different nafkamina lemaisa. Yes.
When you have to finish?
Finish. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to the zman when you have to finish, Tzedek Ochavim is the zman when you can begin. So we'll talk about the zman of finishing. But before you get there, what's a nafkamina? What do you think? Anyone? A din in Kiddush or a din in Dalakosas? So Rav David Feinstein in his Haggadah Kol Dodi, he suggests that maybe the nafkamina between the Taz and the Magen Avraham is, let's say you did the wrong thing. Let's say you make Kiddush early. You davened in a shul that didn't daven late enough. That's why all the shuls daven late, because they don't want people to make mistakes. But let's say you davened in a shul that there wasn't davening late. They davened a little bit early, and you got home, and you were so anxious, you knew the din that you don't want the tinokos to fall asleep. So you figured, let me make Kiddush early during a time of Tosefes. What do you do now? So according to the Taz, what do you think? According to the Taz, what should you have to do? You certainly weren't Yotzei something, but what should you have to do according to the Taz?
Make Kiddush again.
Because you weren't Yotzei Kiddush, according to the Taz. Ein Kiddush Elav Makom Suda means it has to be Bizman HaRoy L'Suda. You make Kiddush during a time that's not Roy for Matzah, which means it's not Roy L'Suda. You weren't Yotzei Kiddush, so you got to make Kiddush again. The full Baruch of Kiddush. Got to make Kiddush. According to the Magen Avraham, if you did this, what should you do now?
Drink another kos.
Just drink another kos. There's no need to make Kiddush again. You've been Yotze Kiddush already. You haven't been Yotze Dalet Kosos. So just drink another kos and everything is fine. That's a pretty big nafkamina. Right? According to the Taz, you haven't been Yotze Kiddush, you have to say Kiddush again. According to the Magen Avraham, you've been Yotze Kiddush. You've been Yotze Kiddush Kedasu Kedin. You just haven't been Yotze Dalet Kosos. So drink another kos. And then you can go bite them. That's one nafkamina between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Yes? If you haven't been Yotzei Dalet Kosos, not Dalet Kosos, you haven't been Yotzei the first of the Dalet Kosos. You drank it too early. You jumped the gun.
Different kind of jumping the gun.
We spoke about it. Yep, right? Yes, Zach.
By the other three Kosos after Kiddush that we drink, do we make a Brigri Agapin? So
yes.
Would we make a Brigri Agapin on this now? I guess
Yes, because you didn't have in mind to drink this extra kos. So the bar pi agafen that you made on the kos, you didn't have das for this extra drinking, so you probably would have to make another bar. Yes, Chaim.
Would a possible nafkamina also be a shomer konik work? So if you say that it's a mitzvah
You're getting a little too far afield because you're already throwing us into a totally different story. You're throwing us into a quagmire. Because what you're really asking, if I hear you correctly, what you want to say is that Dalet Kosos is a mitzvah of what? What am I supposed to do to fulfill Dalet Kosos? To drink four cups. Don't go there, please. We have time. That's not so clear. You know what? I'm not even going to throw out the other possibility. We're just going to leave it right here. Okay? We'll get to that. Yes. Do Dalet Kosos have to... Does Kiddush have to be Makom Suda? Everyone agrees it has to be Makom Suda. But what does Makom Suda mean?
I'm saying Dalet Kosos don't need... It doesn't need Suda.
Right. But everyone says Kiddush has to be Makom Suda.
Right.
No. But the first cup is Kiddush. The first cup is Kiddush, but when does it have to be... When does Kiddush have to be recited? No, the Magen Avraham admits the first cup is Kiddush. It's just that he says that Alts Kiddush, Alts Kiddush, it could be recited before Tzeis HaKochavim. But Alts Dalet Kosos, it has to be recited or drunk after Tzeis HaKochavim. I don't want to go there. Right? Okay? Okay. Yes? I don't know. I'm not sure that that's true. Why? According to the past, he won't be. According to either one, he won't be Yotze.
No, but of course, you wouldn't even make Kiddush. According to the Magen Avraham, you could make Kiddush and just.
Ah. According to the Magen Avraham, you could make Kiddush. This is not. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would say that, because the first of the Dalet Kosos really is supposed to be Kiddush. I don't know if I would go that far. Chori, you should wait until it says the Chum. Yes.
It's already dark. You're in one house, and you think you're going to have Suda there. To make Kiddush. So you let's say your dog goes to Kiddush, then you end up for some reason moving to a different house. So do you have to make Kiddush again?
Everyone said that you'd have to make
Kiddush again. But, so you have to do some
Now, you've been Yotze Dalet Kosos because presumably you started after Tzeis HaKochavim, so it's not really nafkamina because you have to make Kiddush again. It's not for Makom Suda because you moved to a different house. The other nafkamina is when is the Sov Zman? Not the Tchila Zman, but the Sov Zman. If you assume that the reason why the first of the Dalet Kosos, I didn't say that right, the reason why Kiddush has to be recited on the Seder night after Tzeis HaKochavim is because it's the first of the Dalet Kosos, so then the Zman, the Tchila Zman of the Dalet Kosos and the Sov Zman should be linked in the same way. If you tell me that the first of the Dalet Kosos is linked to Matzah and Mora, just like the Matzah and Mora linked to the Pesach, they have to be Balayla Sotu Dalet Kosos, then presumably the Sov Zman should be linked to Matzah and Mora also. What's the difference? If it's an issue of linkage in the Zman of the Dalet Kosos to Matzah and Mora, so then the Sov Zman should be linked as well. But if you learn like the Taz, that the reason why the Kiddush has to be recited after Tzeis HaKochavim is because it must be Bizman Haroi Lamatza. It's a special halacha in Kiddush. The Dalet Kosos don't necessarily have to be Balayla. The Dalet Kosos don't necessarily have to begin after Laila. So maybe they're not necessarily governed in the Sov Zman by Matzah and Mora either. If they're not governed in the Tchila Zman by Matzah and Pesach, they don't necessarily have to be governed in the Sov Zman by Matzah and Pesach either. But if you hold that, no, the reason why the Kiddush has to be after Tzeis HaKochavim is because Dalet Kosos are governed by the Matzah and Mara, so they're governed in the Tchila Zman by the Matzah and Mara and Pesach, they should be governed in the Sov Zman as well. What is the Sov Zman for Matzah? So that's a major machlokas tanoim. That's the Gemara at the very end of the Perek. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva have a machlokas whether the Sov Zman for Matzah, or actually they're not even talking about Matzah, they're talking about Korban Pesach. The Braisan, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Bey, says, the Tanya Bachlu was the Basa Balai Lazeh. Rebbe Lozeh ben Azariah Omer, Nema Kan Balai Lazeh, Venema Lahalan, Veo Varti, Beretz Mitzrayim Balai Lazeh, Ma Lahalan Al Chatzos, Av Kan Al Chatzos. Rebbe Lozeh ben Azariah holds that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten before Chatzos, on the Seder night. Amalo Rebbe Akiva, Valo Nemar Chipozon, what's the Aleph in the Bach? Halok var nemar b'chipazon. Bnei Yisrael were commanded to eat the Karban Pesach b'chipazon. When was chipazon? When were they thrown out of Mitzrayim? Not at night. Alos ha-shachar. Ve'atem lo seitzu ish mi-pesach beiso ad boker. They weren't allowed to leave their homes. Makas b'choros was taking place then. Then they were thrown out of Mitzrayim b'boker. Alos ha-shachar. Zok Rabbi Akiva. B'chipazon. They ate the Karban Pesach hastily as they were leaving Mitzrayim, which was b'boker, not chatzos. So the Karban Pesach can be eaten, Rabbi Akiva holds, until Achiyah Lamor HaShachar. Says Rava, Omar Rava, jumping down to the bottom of the Yomid. Ochal matz b'zman hazeh achar chatzos l'Rebbe Loza ben Azariah lo yotzi rechavoso. According to Rebbe Loza ben Azariah, if you eat matz b'zman hazeh after chatzos, you're not yotzi. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah says the Karban Pesach has to be eaten until chatzos. Zabt Rava, matzah is iskish l'Karban Pesach. It's compared to Karban Pesach, so it has to be eaten before Chatzos as well. Yeah. The Gemara has a pshita, it's a kasha, it's a poshet, it's iskir shel Karban Pesach, obviously, and the Gemara has an answer, but that's how the Gemara concludes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would hold that the matzah has to be eaten before Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva would assume Achiyah l'Amar HaShachar. So Pesach is a machlokas tanoim, what the Sof Zman is. Matzah, Rava says, should be linked to that machlokas as well. So, according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Truma Sadeshen, the Dalet Kosos in the Tchilas Hazman is linked to the Matzah and the Pesach. Lachor in the Sof Zman, it should be linked as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should say that the Dalet Kosos have to be finished before Chatzos. So how do we paskin in this? Yes? Ad boker, they left baboker. So since they were eating right then and there, that's the Sov Zman. When's the Sov Zman? Baboker until when?
At least you have baboker.
They were thrown out right then. They left in a split second. They were gone. For Eschem al Kanfei Nisharim, they left. They were into Ramses already. Split second. Keharif Ayin. Memte Shari Tuma. It was right there. It was gone. They were gone. Okay. How do we paskin? In this machlokas tanoi. So there's a long discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos over there has a little bit. The Ran has. There are many different stomas. Stam Mishnah. There's a Stam Mishnah right there. Kuf Chafa Medes. HaPesach Acha Chatzos Metamei Es HaYadayim. Pesach after Chatzos. The current Pesach is Metamei the hands. It's like a Tumas Yadayim that goes in the hands. What does that sound like? The Tos and the Ran say that it sounds like it becomes Nifsal b'chatzos. Chazal didn't want you to wait to eat the Karban Pesach after Chatzos, so they said that it's Metamei Esayadayim after Chatzos, so you'll be very, very careful to finish it before Chatzos. You don't want it around, because if it's Metamei, then you'll become Tamei, won't be, and if you touch other things, you'll be Metamei Truma and Kachim and whatever, you'll be Metamei other things as well. So that sounds like whom? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? It sounds like the Zman for Pesach is until Chatzos. And there are other stomas. The Mishnah in Zvachim is probably the most obvious stoma, right? What does the Mishnah say? Is there a Makoma? No? What's the Lashon of the Mishnah? I forget how it goes away. Pesach in Anechal Ela Balayla in Anechal Ela Ad Chatzos. So the Farish of Mishnah that it's only eaten until Chatzos. So there are a couple of Mishnahs that assume that Pesach is eaten until Chatzos. Other Mishnayos, that Mishnah assume the Pesach can be eaten until Alos HaShachar. The Ran concludes that we should be machmir to assume that it has to be eaten by Chatzos. L'chumra, it's a Sveika. Sveika the Reis L'chumra. So Mistama, we should be machmir to assume that it has to be eaten until Chatzos. Okay, and that's our Chumra. We try to finish the Afikoman before Chatzos to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that maybe Pesach can only be Nechal ad Chatzos. So, presumably, according to the Truma Sadeshen, the Dalet Kosos should also be governed by this Zman as well. Just like the Tchilas HaZman is governed by Matzah and Karban Pesach, the Sof Zman should be governed by Matzah and Karban Pesach as well. And the Taz would say, not necessarily. Taz would say that there doesn't necessarily have to be a linkage. It's interesting that the Rishonim actually don't talk about Dalet Kosos per se. They talk about Hallel. But their machlokas sort of seems to dovetail the machlokas of the Magen Avraham and the Taz. What am I referring to? Tosus in Megillah also talks about the Zman for the eating of the Karban Pesach, because that Mishnah Megillah is talking about Zman of Mitzvahs. Dovash Mitzvaso Bayom, Kosher Kol Ayom, Dovash Mitzvaso Balayla, Kosher Kol Alayla. Sounds like the eating of the Karban Pesach should be the whole night. So Tosis has his whole discussion. And he says, because we're going to be machmer to finish the Afikoman by Chatzos, Imkein, Tzorach Lemaher. Tzorach Lemaher, Lechel Matzah, B'leil, Ipsochem, Konon Chatzos, Afil Matzah, Shel Afikoman, yeah? So he says, Arechi of Matzah, Bezman Hazeh, Havad Doraisa. The mitzvah of Matzah is Doraisa. It's a Sofek in Tanoim, Machlokas Tanoim had a Paskin, until when can the Karban Pesach be eaten? And Rava links that machlokas to the Sofes man for matzah as well. Says Tosfos, well, that's a sveka daraisa, because matzah is manazeh is a din daraisa. How could that be? It's iskish l'karban pesach. There's no karban pesach. What's the din daraisa? What's the din daraisa matzah? Better? But erev tochlo matzos, right? But erev tochlo matzos. So matzah is still daraisa, even though there's no karban pesach. It could be tzvei dinim in matzah. There's a matzah as hechshera de pischa, secondary, tofel to the karban pesach. Maybe it has special halachos, but there's an independent chiv of matzah. So we have the independent chiv of matzah, even if we don't have the hechshera de pischa. So it says Tosus in Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph, it's a sveka daraisa, you have to be machmer. That's why we're machmer, to try to finish the afikoman before chatzos. Aval behalal, he says, behalal shalachar afikoman, ein lachmer kol kach, sharei midirabonon hu. It's only a din derabanan. Hal is only a din derabanan. This whole problem is only a suffix. Sveik derabanan lakula. There's no reason to be machmir, says Tosfos. Who argues with the Tosfos? Who argues with the Tosfos? The Ran? Tosfos argues with the Tosfos. Tosfos, what's going on here? The Ran. The Ran quotes the Bali Tosfos. You look at Tosfos, you look at the Ran, you say to yourself, what's going on here? Will the real Tosfos stand up? The Ran says, "Afilu b'kriyas ha'halal hachmiru b'tosfos l'krosu kodem chatzos." So Ilan and Yair were nice enough to show me that the Tosfos Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid on brachas on Daf Tes Amud Aleph is this Baltosis that the Ran is quoting. Not Tosfos in Megillah, a different Baltosis. You got to find the Baltosis. Kind of search for the Baltosis. Galdik. So the Ran quotes the Bali Tosfos who say that kriyas ha'halal also should be before Chatzos. Tosus was machmer that Kriyas HaHalal should be before Chatzos. Why? V'yesh Mekilim, he says. Other Bali Tosus Omega. Why? Why should you assume it has to be before Chatzos? So, Tosus in Megillah, who claims that Dinim Derabanan don't have to be done before Chatzos. Halal is only Midrabanan, so it doesn't have to be before Chatzos. So that goes nicely with the Taz. The Taz might say, what am I linking to the matzah and the Karban Pesach? What am I linking to the Karban Pesach? Matzah, morer maybe, dinim daraisa. The Taz would say Dalit Kosos is not linked to the Karban Pesach and to matzah. That's why he had to come on to a new reason as to why Kiddush has to be Balayla. It's not a Dalit Kosos halacha, it's a Kiddush halacha. So that works out very nicely. Tosos and Megillah, Mustam is working with the Taz, that we don't connect Dalit Kosos, the Zman of Dalit Kosos, to Matzah and to Karban Pesach. And what are the other Bali Tosfos, the Ran's Bali Tosfos, thinking? Why should we assume that Halal also has to be said before Chatzos? The Truma Sadeshin and the Magen Avram. So you could say it in one of two ways. If you were to ask me, I'd say that Pshat in the Bali Tosfos that the Ran quotes is that Halal is Midirabonah. So all dinim derabanan have to be completed before chatzos. All dinim derabanan of the seder, because dinim derabanan as well will link to the matzah and the mar, just like the dalet kosos, right? The Bi'ur Agro in Shulchan Aruch doesn't quite ride like that. Did you notice the difference? You notice the special statement the Bi'ur Agro makes? The Shulchan Aruch only mentions that the afikoman has to be eaten before chatzos. V'yochlenu beheseba v'lo yivarech alav v'yezor lo'ochlo kodem chatzos. Right, the afikoman lachak makol asuda ochlim imatzah shmur tachas hamapo kezayis kolecho zech lepesach hanechol alasova. You have to eat the afikoman v'yezor leochlo kodem chatzos. says the Rama, V'yaktam atzma shagam ha-halal yikro kodem chatzos. The Rama quotes Ran Perek Arve Psochim v'so Perek Beis the Megillah. The Ran, both in Megillah and in Arve Psochim, says that some of the Bali Tosus are machmer, that you have to read the halal before chatzos. Why? Why read the halal before chatzos? Says the Goyin. Bishvil kois dalet. Because the dalet kosos have to be before chatzos. So you have to read the halal before chatzos for the kos dalet. That's what the Goyin says. Fascinating statement. Why doesn't the Goyin just say the halal has to be before chatzos? Because halal is another mitzvah, the Rabbanan on the Leil HaSeder. So all mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, are linked to the Zman HaMatzah Mar, they all have to be done before chatzos. Interesting Goyin. Interesting Goyin. You could have said about the same. Look, halal and the kos dalet are going to occur at the same time. The kos dalet is on the halal. It's not that much of a difference in time. So if you finish the halal by chatzos, you'll finish the kos by chatzos, unless you're going to say a very long bracha over there that's going to take 15 minutes. It's not going to happen, right? You'll finish the kos dalet also. But halodavar, who it's interesting that the Rama is talking about halal and the Gaon invokes dalet kosos to explain halal. So maybe what you could say is the Gaon felt that dalet kosos are linked to the matzah and the and Karban Pesach. Halal is not so linked to the matzah and the Karban Pesach. Even though they're both the Rabbanon, but maybe only one should be linked to the matzah and the Karban Pesach. So I wouldn't necessarily say that the halal, the zman of halal, is dependent on the zman of Karban Pesach and matzah, because is the halal really linked to the matzah and the Karban Pesach? Maybe the dalet kosos are more linked. The dalet kosos were instituted to be drunk in conjunction, certainly if you assume dalet kosos is a mitzvah in the drinking of the kosos, drinking with the meal, drinking with the matzah, drinking with the Karban Pesach. Yes, we know that we recite the dalet kosos, we have the dalet kosos on different parts of the Seder, but fundamentally you could say that it's linked to the matzah. But the halal, especially the second half of halal, you could say the first half of halal talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim a little bit, maybe that's linked to the matzah, but the second half of halal doesn't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's halal about the ultimate geula, it's a little different. So maybe that's a mitzvah to Rabbanan, there's a mitzvah to say halal on the Seder night, but maybe that's not linked to the matzah and the Pesach as much, maybe that's what the Goyin had in mind. And that's why he said, the reason why the Rama says you have to finish the halal by chasos is because of kos dalet. It's the Chumas Hadeshin svar, that because the dalet kosos are linked to the matzah and the Karban Pesach, the zman of dalet kosos, both the tchilas hazman and the sov zman, have to be linked to the matzah and the mara. They're dependent on the sov zman of matzah and Pesach as well. Yes.
The Mishnah and Paratishi that seems to equate the first Pesach and Pesach on Doros, and you needed to say halal on the Achilas.
Achilas Karban Pesach. Right.
So that seems to say that it really is halal on, like, so then if
on the Achilas.
Like,
if matzah is linked to the Karban Pesach, that would make a lot of sense that the halal is dafka linked to the Achilas. If the halal is linked to the Achilas, so then halal as well should be dependent, just like dalet kosos. Okay. Okay, so that's the question. The halal of the Seder night, is that the halal of Shechitas Psochim, or is it a separate mitzvah? It seems like it's a separate mitzvah. Different mekoros. It's not so clear. Not so clear. So if you link it to the Achilas Psochim, then I can understand what you're saying, Adam. But if not, so maybe we could distinguish, and maybe let's talk about what the Gaon had in mind. Hey, why does the Gaon invoke Kos Dalet? Let him just say, halal is a mitzvah. Why does the Gaon say Kos Dalet? According to you, the halal itself has to be finished before chatzos because it's linked to the matzah and the pesach. So why does the Gaon pick on kos dalet? Apparently, the Gaon feels dalet kosos are linked in time to pesach and matzah, not so much the halal. Interesting. Okay, let's stop here. I just want to add a word from the parsha.